Now, you may not recognize the name Rick Hall. There are lots of Rick Halls around. But I bet you know this man's sound, the Muscle Shoals sound.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
You're no good, heartbreaker. You're a liar and you're a cheat. And I don't know why I let you do these things to me.
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl.
Oh, give it one more try before you give up on love.
So there was Wilson Pickett, Aretha Franklin, the Osmonds, Etta James, just a few of the many artists who came to Muscle Shoals, which is a rural town in northern Alabama, to record at Fame Studios. And it was the place where producer Rick Hall worked his magic to create a signature Southern sound and launch a string of hits which date back to the 1960s. Rick Hall has just released his memoir, The Man from Muscle Shoals, My Journey from Shame to Fame. And he joins us now from Big River Broadcasting in Florence, Alabama. Mr. Hall, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you grew up poor in the rural South. Was it that period of your life where the shame in the title of your book comes from?
Yes. I grew up in the northwestern section of Alabama, but I was very poor. My mother left me and my sister with my dad to raise when I was about 5 years old and went to work in a red light district. So that was shameful. We slept in squalid conditions with bed bugs eating us up every night and the whole thing. So we were very, very, very poor, and it had a lot to do with the kind of music I'm producing today.
Do you remember the first time that you really, that music just really clicked with you, that something, you heard something and it meant something to you?
Yes, well, since I was 5 years old, my dad was a Sunday singing school teacher, and he taught the basics for country gospel music. That was what he grew up on, and he loved it. So consequently, he taught me and my sister to sing harmonies together. And so that's why I got into it.
The Fame Studios, that was a place where black people and white people worked together. And at that time, things in the South were very difficult. And you didn't seem to, it didn't seem to stand in your way of having these relationships and these working relationships.
Yes, ma'am. That was during the 60s, we had it tough here because we wanted to produce black music with black artists singing. In doing that, we were afraid of white people that didn't like the idea of us recording black singers and so forth.
Tell me about Aretha Franklin. I saw a quote from her that said that Fame Studio was a real turning point for her in her career.
Jerry Wexler and I produced the first hit record on her ever to be. And it was called I Ain't Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. And the B-side was Do Right Woman, Do Right Man. And they both went to number one. It was a two-sided smash. So we bailed him out.
If you want.
I had known about her through her father, who was Reverend Franklin from Detroit, Michigan. So we'd listen to him preach 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when we were driving back home from a gig. And so we knew about her, but we didn't know what was wrong. But we just knew that we didn't like her music, and it was a little bit too vanilla, and it's too many ditties, and it was little jazz-oriented records with written arrangements, and we don't do that in Muscle Shoals. We don't use arrangers in Muscle Shoals.
You don't write it down?
No, well, ma'am. We do it from the heart.
So if you think back to somebody like Wilson Pickett, recorded music that was the hits of his life at Muscle Shoals. So what do you think? Is there some, you know, phrase, song, part of a song that you shaped, a song that otherwise would not have worked and you made it work?
Yes, there was a song that I think kind of changed his career, and it was called Hey Jude.
That's a Beatles song, right?
Yes, it was a Beatles song, and we covered it.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Pickett always said to me, I said, what are you saying, Pickett? Are you saying Hey Jude? Are you saying Hey Jew? He said, well, I'm saying, hey, Jew, isn't that what it is? And I said, absolutely not. I mean, it's hey, Jude, J-U-D-E.
Hey, Jude, don't let me down. You found her, now go on out and get her.
Wayne Allman was the guy, it was his idea to cut that song. And, of course, he played the music on that record, and, of course, Southern rock became into being during that session.
Rick Hull is the founder of Fame Studios. He's written a new memoir. It's called The Man from Muscle Shoals, My Journey from Shame to Fame. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it very much.